Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hi, guys. I'm Rich Tillery, and welcome to Sun and Fun 2012, day three of Sun and Fun, guys. We're here at Lakeland, Florida. We're on the back of the Seaplane Pilot Association back deck back here, and which is an excellent backdrop for Sun and Fun 2012. We've had a lot of speakers come on, a lot of guests for me to talk to, and this one's a little bit different, I would think, because he doesn't tumble through the air like an air show performer, and he doesn't build wings or anything. He's a little bit different. Ravi, or the Raviator, right?
That's how people know me in this industry,
This is Ravi, and that's all I've got on his bio. I want to welcome you to our show.
Thank you.
I'm Rich Tillery, your host, guys. And Ravi, tell us a little bit about... You're a musician. And
I'm a musician by trade. Really, that's what it is. But then, you know, I spend about 150, 200 days a year on the road as a musician. But 2008 rolls around, economy tanks, 75 days on the road. My wife turns to me and said, "You know, you've always wanted to learn to fly an airplane, and now you've got the time." And it was my bucket list thing to do. And it was really interesting. A friend of mine, one of my oldest friends, wrote the bucket list, and the invitation for the premiere said, "What is your bucket list?" And it had the blanks on the back, and number one was learn to fly an airplane. And so it was really interesting. And in 2008, I met Daniel Sennheiser of Sennheiser Aviation Headsets. But they've made my in-ear monitors and microphones for many years. And we met at a music industry party, and he was a pilot, I was not. And he said, we talked about music for 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden we talked about airplanes for 45 minutes. And at the end of the night, he said, "You know, if you don't learn to fly an airplane, you'll just never be satisfied. Because you've got that passion, you want to do it." And around the same time, I met a CFI, and I didn't even know what a CFI was at that time. And I learned to fly and got my pilot's license and really lived that dream. But was always surprised to find out that we have a shrinking pilot population. I didn't understand how that was possible, because this is such an amazing thing to do.
It is. It's great. I've been doing it forever.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not only fun, but what you learn in flight training makes you a more efficient human being. So that's when I started becoming an aviation speaker and sending out this message and teaching flight schools how to better communicate that message in their local markets.
And I noticed that here at Sun and Fun, you've got a lot of different places that you're going to be speaking at.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about who you're going to be speaking to.
Sure. Well, on Friday at 11 a.m. in the museum, I'm doing a presentation called Say Again, and it's a musician's insight to pilot hearing loss. It was so strange to me that I meet more deaf pilots than I meet rock and roll guitar players. And it's unnecessary. There's no reason. It's a safety issue.
Right.
You know, and this is a very solvable issue with the technology that we have. You know, Sennheiser, as I mentioned, was instrumental in my getting into aviation. They've also become a huge sponsor of my appearances. They're sponsoring my performance tonight, opening up for Aaron Tippin. And they're sponsoring my lectures as well here. And this is an opportunity to really go out and showcase the technology so that pilots can maintain their quality of life and their safety in the skies. So that's the first one that I'm giving at 11 o'clock. Then at 12:30, talking about living your dream. And that's for the kids at the academy and anybody else that wants to come who's got that aviation bug and maybe sitting on the fence. And I talk a lot about how it's much more accessible than most people think. I mean, let's say as a sport pilot, which is what I am, I learned to fly for, you know, about the same amount of money most people pay for their cars and a car payment.
Right.
You know, $500 a month if I amortize it over a year is what I paid to live my dream. That's very affordable when you think about it, to live your dream.
Yeah.
You know?
And now, you're obviously, you said you're out there about 200 days a year.
Yeah, on the road.
So now... Which air show were you at before you came to the big one here?
Well, before this, I was at Sebring. It was my first time at Sport Expo. Prior to that, I was a celebrity cruiser on the Sun and Fun cruise and gave some lectures aboard the cruise ship. And that was an amazing thing that I hope more people participate in, because all the proceeds of that go to support the Florida Air Museum and the outreach to the kids to get more people involved in aviation. So it's such a good cause. And so So that led me then to having a really nice schedule here.
And so that people just kind of pick you up and you just bounce around
wherever
they want.
Yeah, and you know, it's...
So who's promoting it? Are you doing it yourself, or you got people behind the scenes going, hey, Ravi, you're going to have to be over here?
Well, you know, Embry-Riddle brings me to their campus once a year, University of North Dakota, Western Michigan University. So I do the university circuits as well.
Well, you look like a student.
Oh, well, thank you.
One of those college
guys. I'm just trying to
keep it. You look very studious walking around.
I put a backpack on you.
That's right. Hey, he's one of us.
And you know what? That's part of it, is identifying with the audience and making, you know, I'm honored that you say that, because that's part of what is important in what I do in representing this industry at the to students, is that they identify with me as one of their own. Yet I'm playing rock and roll, I'm flying airplanes, I'm living my dream.
Yeah.
And I found a way to really make that part of my livelihood as well.
Well, you sound like you're really good at what you do. I mean, we don't have time, you know, here at this forum to, you know, to have you go out there, you know, you just sound like you really got it all together.
Well, you know, I've been doing it for 5 years now. I started in 2008.
I was going to ask you, how long have you been doing it?
2008, when I called up Sennheiser to get a headset, they said, wow, you're a pilot. Do you want to come to Sun and Fun? I said, sure. What's Sun and Fun? I had no idea what Sun and Fun was. And they said, it's an air show. It's in 2 weeks. So I said, okay, I'll come. And then Sun and Fun actually invited me to give a forum. And I hadn't even soloed an airplane at that point. But what Sun and Fun realized is that my perspective is the customer's perspective, the student's perspective. It's a perspective that's not heard enough and acknowledged enough in this industry, which I think directly relates to why we have a shrinking pilot population. Because this industry is not communicating well with people like me. And so I'm very lucky now that I'm given the forums in order to tell you why and how we can reverse that and how we can make the desire to become a pilot.
Right.
We downplay what we do as pilots too much.
It's because us old timers aren't very good speakers. When people say, "Hey, what's up with this flying thing?" I just go, "It's fun."
Yeah.
But see, you add the pizzazz to it.
Well, absolutely. You know, I sat next to a pilot on a commercial flight not so long ago. He turned to me and said, "You know, a monkey can fly an airplane. It's Mother Nature we have to worry about." Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, I never wanted to be a monkey when I was a kid. So we need to make sure that the way that we communicate what we do is at a much higher level. We need to create the desire. I talked to the airline executives about this. Your pilot should be wearing their hats, because if they're not, it trickles down to GA. A kid doesn't want to become a pilot, you've got a pilot shortage in your airline, you've got a serious problem. You know, these are not separate industries, because the GA is a huge feeder to the airlines, especially with a less military carryover into the airlines. So it's very important that all pilots at every level project a sense of, unpopular word, but I'm going to say it, elitism. We worked hard to become pilots. Let's not tell people anybody can become a pilot. Let's tell them you can become a pilot. It's a subtle difference, but it means a lot more. You can do this.
Yeah, it sounds like you're carrying one heck of a message.
Well, and you know what? Everybody says aviation's expensive, but you know why? It's because they're having a bad experience. If they're having a good experience, all of a sudden, aviation's not so expensive.
Right.
It's value perception.
Now, behind every great speaker, there's got to be a great person to support that speaker. Sennheiser's supporting you right now.
Sennheiser S1.
Anybody else supporting you for this thing? Or they putting the whole bill for you?
No, Cessna put me out on the road 4 times last year. Spoke to their Cessna Pilot Center regional conferences. Sun and Fun is really becoming creating great opportunities to give my sponsors great exposure. Voyager guitars, which I'll be playing tonight, is a foldable guitar. And I've got my own signature model. What better for a pilot than to have a foldable guitar?
Get it made.
And you know what else?
You're only, how old? 21.
Oh, 13. I appreciate it. You've become my best friend. I had my 40th birthday this year.
Are you,
anybody.
Are you really? Okay.
Yeah.
You married?
Yeah. My wife is here with me. It's her first air show. Well, she's not here this morning. She's sleeping in.
That's a pretty busy schedule. I mean, obviously she's very supportive.
Very supportive.
Yeah. And that's kind of important, too, that, you know,
and it's a problem in aviation, isn't it? Because a lot of people don't get that support from their spouse. And I was very lucky. But I'll tell you what, every spouse should support somebody in their family going into aviation, because they will be more efficient, they'll be more productive, and most important, what every spouse should be most concerned about is they will be more aware, because aviation teaches awareness unlike anything else that exists.
It does.
It really does.
Now, from here, from the air show, once you're done, you go to where? What's your next stop?
My next stop.
Just in case somebody on the on the Florida Network wants to figure out where you're going?
Well, you know, they should go to theraviator.com.
Oh, we got a website.
www.theraviator.com. That's the aviator with an R right in the middle.
That's right.
And that's where I go to find out where I'm going next. I haven't thought that far ahead.
That's okay.
But I live part-time in
Europe.
There's
a lot of guys that don't know. You know why?
Yeah.
Because you guys are just so doggone busy, you know? I mean, sometimes I get so doggone busy that I don't know where I'm going to be next.
Right. No, I keep one of these schedules around just for me at this air show.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because, you know, there's so much going on.
Well, yeah. And
so much to see.
Now, where can you get this schedule at? He's got a schedule out, guys.
Yep. And that's all on my website, too, at theraviator.com,
okay,
so people can figure out exactly where I'm going to be and what I'm doing here at the air show.
Now, is this your airplane that you're in on this?
That's an Indus Aviation Torpedo. Torpedo, which is the old John Thorpe design.
Well, you know, I'm a pilot examiner. I've done check rides in torpedoes.
Oh, okay. So, and I've taken a check ride in a torpedo.
I'm only seeing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've taken a check ride.
So
now, is this what you're a sport pilot in?
Yeah, I'm torpedo? A sport pilot in a torpedo. Yeah. And
it's an all-metal airplane. I mean, it's a pretty cool design.
It is.
You know,
it's a really cool design.
And when you first look at it, it's kind of roomy on the inside compared to you, because I'm not a spring. I'm not like you. This guy's like, you know, 120 in weight, not by weight, a couple hundred pounds. But when I first got in there, I was kind of surprised. It looked like, it was like a regular airplane. It had a Garmin 430 for avionics in it, and just a, you know, nice little airplane to fly.
Slide the canopy back? Fly with the canopy open?
It was
open.
February.
Ah, okay.
And my applicant had planned for, he'd planned to go to like 6,500 feet on a cross country.
Oh, yeah.
And with a temperature lapse rate of 3 degrees per 1,000 feet, it got pretty cold.
Well, you know, I got my license in the Shenandoah Valley and learned to fly in the Blue Ridge Mountains area.
Oh, so that's
I didn't
beautiful.
Have the, oh, it's gorgeous. I mean, you know, what
time of year did you go through?
I was there. I started training in March, got my license in September.
Oh, wow.
So.
And that's about the time that the leaves start turning.
It was just beautiful.
And, of course, you got your license. You said, honey, I'm going to go.
You know what? I got my license, got back. My wife was waiting for me. She jumped in the plane within an hour of my getting my certificate, and we went for our first flight together.
Is that right? She trusted you right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Well, and let's face it, though. Right off the bat, my skills were probably the sharpest they just
been.
Oh, yeah,
ever because you know everything.
I just passed my check.
Yeah, you know everything. Yeah. You know?
Felt
the
like
law
a million
of disuse
bucks.
Hasn't kicked in yet.
That's right.
Yeah, that's great. Now, you're going to be opening tonight because we're going to wind. You're going to be opening tonight for Aaron?
Aaron Tippin. I'll be opening at 7 o'clock playing my Voyager foldable guitar. You know, half of pilots are musicians. 49.7% of pilots play a musical instrument.
Is it because they're multitaskers?
I think that's part of it. There's a lot of
reasons. Brain division.
I think there's definitely an aptitude that carries over from one to the other.
Well, you know, I play the drums. Maybe I can play the drums for the Raviator tonight before you.
Considering I'm doing a solo acoustic show.
I'm not going
to... Air drums.
wise guy, too.
And that's then on Saturday, I'm doing two more forms. Right. And one at 11 o'clock at the Academy. And this is how to get more flight students. It's for flight instructors. And how we can raise the game and attract more people into aviation at the local flight school level.
Okay. Now, you are moving around a lot, right? Because I want to make sure that now, if anybody wanted to get a hold of you while they're out here, they're either going to have to look up your schedule, find out where you're going to be, and then talk to you on the side.
And, you know, my base of operations is the Sennheiser booth, which is Hangar B 8485, booth 8485.
And Hangar B?
Yeah.
Booth 84 and 85?
They can always leave a message for me there.
Okay. Yeah, because a lot of people, I mean, if you've been doing this for 5 years now, a lot of guys, I'm sure you've got a calling, and they're all going to want to, you know, hey, I'm going to go by and see this guy.
And
I almost said kid, but are you really that old?
Can we stop talking about that, please?
You look like you're
no,
like
and I would
25.
Really like them to come to the seminars because, I feel good about my message, and I think it's a message that we really need to carry out as
I'd
an
love
industry.
To hear you talk. You talk great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Rich.
Actually, you're exactly what we need out there, you know, a good ambassador to...
Well, I hope so, and I just genuinely love it, and I genuinely believe that if every kid had to learn to fly an airplane in order to graduate high school, America would not be falling behind on the world's education stage. And I wrote that in Flight Training Magazine. I put it in writing. I believe that so strongly.
Is that right? Great.
Yeah.
Now, so you're doing that tonight. Aaron Tippett's only performing for one night.
Yeah, he's only performing
for one. Is there any other bands that you're going to open for while you're here?
No. While I'm here, the only performance I'm giving is at 7 o'clock tonight, opening for Aaron Tippett.
And
then the two forums tomorrow at the museum and two forums on Saturday as well.
That's great. Now, they put you up in the... I'll tell you this right now. I think Sennheiser got a real bang for their buck.
Well, thank you.
Cause because you're the guy.
Thank you.
Once again, these guys are in Bravo Hangars 84 and 85.
Perfect.
All right. Go over and see them, guys, if you get a chance. This is Ravi, and better known as the Raviator. See, I'm not going to mess that up
twice.
That's
good. No, you got it.
You know, you get pretty tired out here talking to a lot of performers and air show.
Of course.
And the next day it all starts to run together. But I like you. I like your style. And now, is your wife having fun with you?
She is. It's her first air show. She's I'm breaking her in. I thought this would be a great place.
Yeah.
She enjoyed the cruise. She came with me on the Son of Fun cruise. And she, you know, enjoyed that and enjoyed the community so much that she said, all right, I'm coming to Son of Fun this year.
Great. Does she watch you right now?
She may be tuning in right now, but I think, you know, the problem with being a pilot and a musician is you have a lot of late nights and a lot of early mornings. So she might be sleeping in a little bit this morning.
That's good. It's good, too, because there's a lot of stuff to do in the area.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff that people can do.
Yeah.
Ravi, I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you, Rich.
I really do. You're a great speaker.
Thank you very
much. Sennheiser's got really, they really got the right guy on the right job.
Thank you so much.
Guys, I'm Rich Tillery. Been talking to Ravi, the Raviator, and you can see him all around Sun and Fun. He's going to be here till Saturday.
I'm here for a couple of extra days later. I've convinced Lights to take me up in his steerman on Monday. So
super.
Yeah.
Little Lights. Leouts. He's the president of Sun and Fun. Guys, we're coming to you live here at the Seaplane Pilot Association. So nice to let us have us here at Sun and Fun. And we're going to see you later on with another guest. And right now, it's time for lunch, I think.
Sounds good. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.